We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, romance, and suspense. True life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.
Springbok Radio presents a special play for Christmas, The Reluctant Santa Claus, by June Wheeler.
Aye, Christmas is a grand time, all right. The season of goodwill and magic. For is not Santa Claus a magical figure in the eyes of the very young? We're proud of our reputation here at Bellamy's Department Store. For the past 39 years, every Christmas Eve, we've played host to all the underprivileged children in our neighborhood. Every big department store has its Santa Claus, but ours is different. He is truly benevolent and distributes his gifts freely, bringing delight to the many childish hearts. Oh, it does one good to see the expressions of joyous anticipation on their young faces as the children wait for him outside the magic grotto.
Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Oh, here he
comes! Merry Christmas!
About a year ago, things were different. There was much hardship in our town that Christmas due to unemployment. And old man Bellamy was a mean old skinflint without a generous thought in his head. But due to forces beyond his control, he earned himself an undeserved reputation as the benefactor of the poor. Oh, it's a long story. And in a manner of speaking, it all began at Santa Claus's magic grotto. Bellamy's has changed a lot, for the better, since the old man's son took over. But the grotto is still there. The Hills were one of the many families that year for whom the prospect of Christmas was a cheerless one.
Marion, love, I'm home.
Here, Dan, in the kitchen. Any luck?
No, none. Next month, perhaps. How's Leslie?
Oh, better. Dr. Anderson says that he can maybe get up in a day or two. Right now, he's asleep.
Poor kid. If only I could...
Hush, love. It isn't your fault. Goodness knows you tried hard enough to get another job.
Every time I pass Bellamy's, I feel guilty, knowing how much Leslie has his heart set on having that truck.
Well, he understands, Dan.
That his father hasn't the brass to buy him a Christmas present.
We have a roof over our heads and we won't starve.
Aye, thanks to you, love. I hate to see you slaving away over that wash tub and doing all that ironing.
Well...
Either you're up to your elbows in soap suds or you're bent over the ironing board while I...
You do what you can. Oh, supper's nearly ready.
I'll lay the table then. You know, I even applied to old man Bellamy for the job of Father Christmas. One of the dozens of us queuing up for the chance to earn a few bob.
Mrs. Bellamy's given me their wash to do.
I'm sure we're honored.
She pays well, better than the others.
I should darn well think so. She can afford to.
We aren't the only ones. There are many others much worse off.
Oh, I know, love. It's just seeing you work so hard, it does something to me. And with Leslie ill and all that, I wanted to be able to buy him that truck.
Here we are.
Ah, smells good. What is it?
Casserole of pheasant, if your lordship pleases.
Aye. Oh, a meal fit for a king.
Stew by any other name tastes just as good.
At least I had the good sense to marry a first-class cook.
With the extra I'll get from Mrs. Bellamy, there should be something to put by for Christmas. Leslie won't be disappointed, love.
Come in, son.
Now, just you leave the washing up for me to do. Promise?
All right, but there's no need to fuss, so I'll get on with the ironing.
Oh, you're not going to do all that tonight. It's a gigantic pile.
Oh, it won't take me long. Besides, it has to be delivered first thing tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, come on, off you go, then. Leslie's obviously wide awake.
And how's me boy, eh?
Oh, Daddy, I had such a lovely dream.
Really? What did you dream?
I dreamt that Father Christmas came to visit me in my room.
Well, now, there's a thing. What did he look like?
Just like in the picture books, and he was very nice.
Really?
He had a sack of toys and said that I could have one.
Oh, what did you choose?
I don't know. That's when I woke up. It was a lovely dream, wasn't it?
Aye, that it was.
Mummy said that I could get up on Christmas Day. When's that?
Now, let's see. Not tomorrow, or the next day, but the day after that.
Oh, that's such a long time. Is it snowing, Daddy?
Aye, and the cold is bitter. You're lucky to be cozily tucked up in bed.
I love to play in the snow.
Well, when you're up and about again, we'll build the biggest snowman you've ever seen.
Ooh, as tall as you are.
If you like.
How will you get in?
How will who get in?
Father Christmas.
Oh, him.
Do you think that he could come through my bedroom window?
Oh, I expect so. Like me to read to you?
A nice happy Christmas story.
All right.
Father Christmas will be very busy, won't he?
Aye. Well, how about this one?
Oh, we haven't read that one for a long time. I like it.
Right. Once upon a time, there was...
Daddy, do you think we could open a bit?
Who?
Father Christmas. By leaving my window open just a teeny bit on Christmas Eve.
All around about, deep and crisp and even, brightly shone the moon.
That same evening, two lads, Jim and Davy, were busy making their own plans for Christmas Eve. Hi, Jim. Thought you weren't coming. Kept you working late at Bellamy's, did they?
Hi, Davy. They did that. Hey, what's up?
You look fit to blow your top.
Are your folks home?
No, Ma and the girls have gone out carol singing, and Dad's gone down to the stag for his usual. Won't be back for an hour or so, why?
Well, we won't be disturbed then, because I want to talk to you.
Hey, come on. There's a good fire going in the sitting room. Right. Let's have it, then. What's bothering you?
There's many that will be freezing this winter. Have you thought about that, Davy?
Aye. I'm going hungry, too.
Yes, but the likes of us, we don't have to worry, do we? No, we're the lucky ones.
Something happened at the store to upset you?
But the last straw seen Manson Hall poor Mrs. Bradford off to the police station.
Oh.
Her old man's out of work and they have 6 young uns to feed. All she took was a handful of foodstuffs.
Yeah. Oh, surely Bellamy's don't intend prosecuting
her. Ah, the old man's a monster. Stealing's a sin, he said, looking all smug and self-righteous. True enough, it wouldn't have happened if he hadn't refused to extend their credit at the end of the last month. They'll pay when they can, poor souls.
Sure.
They always pay promptly before Bradford was out of a job. Wouldn't have hurt him to show a little Christian charity, but, oh, no, not the old man. We'd rather pay extra to bring in an outsider like Manson to police the store. Manson has got no pity in him. Between them, he and the old man don't have an ounce of compassion. They could have both come out of the same mould.
You're right there.
I'm going to teach them both a lesson. And that's what I want to talk to you about.
You don't plan to rob the store, do you?
No, in a manner of speaking.
Oh, come off it, you can't be serious.
That I am. Manson's got the eyes of a hawk, but I bet you that I'll get away with it. And he won't be petty pilfering either.
Hey, Jim, you must be out of your mind.
What's more, Davy, you were going to help me.
Hey, wait a minute, Jim, I don't fancy myself as a thief.
I will do the pinching. Not that it'll really be stealing. I'll return the loot after Christmas when the ewe and cry has died down.
Well, then what's the point?
Like I said, to teach them a lesson. I can't wait to see the old man's face when he discovers that he's been robbed. He'll be nearly apoplectic with rage. Everything I've taken is small and valuable.
Did you say taken?
Aye. Every time Manson has picked on some poor unfortunate, I've pinched 4 articles.
Uh-huh.
Easy enough to outwit that pompous ass one has a mind to.
Well, what have you done with it? I mean, the loot.
I've hidden it in the store, and that's where I need your help. Could have managed on my own if I didn't have to work late on Christmas Eve, though.
You know, I'm almost beginning to think you mean it. Me, I...
Come on, how about it, Davy? How about it?
We've been in and out of scrapes together since we was kids, but Oh, this is something different altogether. It will probably end up by spending Christmas behind bars.
I knew I could count on you. Now, all you've got to do is to take the stuff out of Bellamy's.
What do I do? Wear a mask and hold up the store at gunpoint?
Don't be daft. You take it out in a sack. It's already nearly half full, and you'll be disguised as Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
But it all worked out, the times, everything. It'll be quite a lark. Come on, what do you say, David?
Sounds too easy. There must be a catch somewhere.
No, nothing can go wrong. I'll study all the angles.
Oh, what about Manson and his orchids?
Now, even he won't be suspicious of Santa Claus. You'll have plenty of time, and Bryant won't reappear before 7 o'clock.
Now, what do I do with this stuff once I've got it out of the store?
Right, this is what you have to do.
On Christmas Eve at 6:35 precisely, young Davy, unrecognizable in his guise of Santa Claus, entered Bellamy's store. He carried a sack stuffed with papers slung across his shoulder and rang his bell calling out Merry Christmas as he made his way to the magic grotto. As Jim predicted, the store was not particularly crowded, and Davy had to restrain himself for hurrying, for to do so might draw unwelcome attention to himself. The entrance to the grotto was deserted, and, unobserved, Davy slipped into the unlighted interior. With a sigh of relief, he dropped his dummy sack and groped around in the darkness, searching for the sack Jim had concealed there. He found it more easily than he expected to. The urge to make a dash for it, once he had left the grotto, was well nigh irresistible. But Davy forced himself to walk slowly. He'd almost reached the entrance when Manson's bellow of Stop Thief echoed around the store. Davy did not hesitate. He fled in blind panic. Aye, Manson had smelt a rat aright, for right beside him stood Bryant's substitute. Old man Bryant had been taken ill, and, leaving earlier than usual, had gone home and sent his son back to take his place. Manson himself led the chase, but Davy, fleet of foot, had youth on his side. He was a block ahead of his pursuers when he saw a partly open window.
I won't tell anyone they have seen you.
Well, all right, but hush, nobody must hear us.
We'll be our very own secret.
Aye.
I knew you would come. I'm Leslie Hill.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Leslie.
Can sit on my bed and have a rest. You look tired.
Yeah, just for a minute then, all right.
Are you very old?
Oh, very.
Don't look like the pictures in my book. Not so fast. Can I choose my present?
Hey, wait a moment, wait.
I can choose my present, can't I?
Don't open the sack. You mustn't.
Look at all those lovely toys.
What on earth? Toys? Well, I never.
Can I have one?
You can have them all.
Oh, no, that will be greedy.
Look, I mean it. They're all for you.
Can I have this one?
Well, all right.
Did you find it a tight squeeze?
What?
Trying to come down our chimney.
I thought so.
That's why I asked my daddy to leave the window open.
Well, that was very thoughtful of you, Leslie. Well, it's been ever so nice chatting to you, but I really must go now.
Thank you, Father Christmas. Thank you very much for all the lovely toys.
Oh, Davy, you were marvellous. I never knew you had such a turn of speed.
You might think it's funny, Jim, but I could kill you.
It was a right to do, there was.
You didn't tell me you pinched toys. Small and valuable, you said.
Toys? Don't be daft.
It was full of toys, I tell you.
Where did you find it?
Well, near the entrance.
You didn't go right inside, then?
I did, you know. It was dark and I felt round until I
found it. That's it, then. You took the wrong sack.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, Bryant always fills his sack up after he's had his supper. This evening he must have filled it up before he left.
And you said nothing could go wrong.
Well, I didn't know until afterwards that old man Bryant had got home early and that his son had just arrived to take his place. And he was talking to Manson when you marched out of the grotto as bold as brass.
Oh, a fat lot of use you were.
More than you know, David, more than you know. Manson started off like a hound in full cry, but it's all wind and no gold. He soon fizzled out like a damned squib. I took over and led them all on a wild goose chase to give you a chance. Where did you disappear to, by the way?
Well, where does Santa Claus usually go?
Oh, hang on, not down a chimney.
No, a little boy was waiting for me and the window was open.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Well, go on, who was he?
Leslie Hill.
Oh, that'd be Dan and Marion Hill's little boy. Mum says he's been very ill. Dan's out of work and Marion does our washing.
What you might call a deserving case, eh?
You mean you gave
I'm
him
the
all
the... caboodle. I was what you might call a reluctant Santa Claus.
I was wondering what had happened to it when the sack wasn't where we'd agreed to hide it. Come on, this calls for another drink, eh, Santa?
Aye.
I just can't believe it.
What's up, Marianne? Leslie not asleep yet?
Oh, come and look for yourself. There's enough light from the passage to see into his room without disturbing him.
Lively. Just look at all those toys.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it, to think that they could be so, oh, so very generous.
Out with it, love. Who's they?
The Bellamys.
You think... No, it's not possible.
Here, look at this.
A sack? The one the toys came in, is it?
Aye, and see what's printed here at the bottom of it.
Bellamy's Department Store.
So?
Then, no, I still can't believe it. Old man Bellamy's never done a charitable act in all his life.
Oh, but Mrs. Bellamy's different. She's kind. She always asks after Leslie. Said she had a little surprise for him this Christmas, but this, it's... Oh, it's wonderful.
Must be her idea, then. Wrong way to go about things, though, I must say.
Oh, no, Dan, it isn't. Oh, I can't wait to see Leslie's face when he wakes up in the morning and sees all the goodies Father Christmas has brought him.
His dream come true.
What's that?
Well, the other evening, Leslie said he'd dreamt that he'd actually seen Father Christmas standing in his bedroom. He made me promise to leave his bedroom window open a bit tonight.
And did you?
I did.
Oh. Well, that's what gave them the idea, then.
What did?
Well, seeing the bedroom window open, whoever brought it must have decided to pop the sack into his bedroom instead of bringing the gifts around to the front door.
Oh, come off it, love. Who'd have known which was Leslie's bedroom window?
Well, that's what happened, though, isn't it?
Aye. One thing I know for sure is that it couldn't have been old man Bellamy. No, it was probably one of the lads. I'd better go round and thank him tomorrow morning.
Mrs. Bellamy was indeed a kind and generous person. With the help of many other charitable womenfolk, she had arranged her own Christmas surprise. After they'd been to church, their sleds piled high with gifts, Jim and Davy were kept busy delivering parcels of foodstuff and clothing which those worthy souls had prepared and made for the poorest members of the community. Old man Bellamy was not in evidence. He had ranted and raved all night long, for later in the evening, after the store had closed, he and Manson had gone through every department with a fine-tooth comb, and, of course, they discovered Jim's sack in the magic grotto. Everything had been restored to its proper place, except for the sack full of missing toys which amounted to 10 quid's worth, according to old man Bellamy. Jim had not been there to see his face, but he'd heard all about it all right. Even he had been awed by his old man's wrath. I did not mention it before. Jim is old man Bellamy's son. Jim was just leaving with his last load of presents when he passed Mrs. Hill on her way to the Bellamy residence.
Morning, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mrs. Hill.
Is your mum at home?
Yes.
Oh, looks like you've been kept busy. Don't expect to manage to visit everyone last night.
I'm on my way down to your house now.
Oh, yeah, that's strange.
Marion.
Good morning, Mrs. Bellamy. Happy Christmas to you, too.
Oh, do come inside.
Aye, it's a happy Christmas, all right, Mrs. Bellamy. Thanks to you.
Here, sit down by the fire. Oh, you look chilled. Oh. I've just made some tea. Would you care for a cup?
Oh, that would be lovely.
Sugar?
Yes, please. Just one, thanks.
There you are.
Really, Mrs. Bellamy, are you? I just don't know how to begin to thank you. Such generosity.
Well, I try to do what little I can.
Let us all through with all the toys.
All the toys?
So many. Oh, bother, I forgot I meant to bring the sack back.
The sack?
Yes, the sack the toys have brought in.
Oh.
Was it Jim who delivered them?
Jim? Yes, I expect so.
He said he was on his way down to our house when I passed him just now. I can't understand why she'd go back.
Oh, just a little something. Yeah, for all of you. A small gift I made for Leslie and myself.
Oh, really, Mrs. Bellamy, you are too kind.
Oh, it's nothing.
Is Mr. Bellamy home? I'd like to thank him myself.
Well, I'm afraid that won't be possible.
Oh, that's a pity. You know, one never knows people properly. I mean, behind his gruff exterior, Mr. Bellamy must have a heart of gold.
That's a maybe. But I'd rather you didn't speak to him about it just yet.
So? Oh?
Well, it's one of his bad days.
Oh, not being taken ill, has
he? Oh, in a manner of speaking, yes. He had a bad night.
Oh, I hope it isn't serious.
Oh, no. Nothing that he won't get over. Give him time.
Oh. Well, now, I've taken up enough of your time. I must be on my way. Thank you both ever so much for your wonderful generosity and kindness.
You're welcome, dear.
Never before have I ever seen Leslie as excited as he was this morning.
Jim, lad, come here.
Yes, come in, Ma.
I'm Davy with you. I'd like to speak to the both of you.
Come in, Mrs. Bellamy.
Well, now, lads, out with it. Come on. What do you know about last night?
Ma, it has nothing to do with that.
It was me, Mrs. Bellamy.
Aye, the pair of you, no doubt. Which one of you played Santa Claus to little Leslie Hill, eh?
Me.
I did, and what's more, I'll pay for the toy.
You won't. I'm going half shares with
10
you.
10 quid, your dad said.
Yeah, well, he'll owe me more than that by the end of the holidays for working in the store.
You know, that's not a bad idea. I'll see what I can do with your dad when he's got over the shock, that is.
You mean, paying for the toys by working for free?
Well, that's part of it, lad. But if I can maybe persuade him that, from a business point of view, Bellamy's would benefit from an outward show of charity.
Ma, if you mean what I think you do...
Free gift from Santa Claus to the poor every Christmas Eve. How about that?
Ma, that's it. And Bellamy's can afford it.
Your dad will take some persuading, mind. And he'll make you pay for what you've done. Stealing, lad. Hey, what made you do it?
Well, meant it just to be a lark, that's all.
I took the wrong sack. Jim was going to put everything back, you see.
Well, I was mad at Dad for what he did to poor Mrs. Bradford.
Oh, he's agreed to drop the charge.
You knew about it?
Aye. And I've seen to it that the Bradfords won't go short this Christmas.
Ah, you're an angel, Ma.
I saw Tom Roberts on the way back here. He said he wanted to hear all about what happened at the store last night.
Ah, he's the reporter on the Clitheroe's Gazette, isn't he?
That's right.
Aye.
What did he heard?
Well, somewhat about a runaway Father Christmas. Said he'd come here to get the full story.
That's great. We'll give them all the facts. Our facts.
Well, that's how it were. By now, you'll have guessed that I am Davy. With the help of Mrs. Bellamy and Tom Roberts, who duly reported all that we told him in the Clitheroe Gazette, Jim and I established the tradition that Bellamy's proudly upholds to this very day. Old man Bellamy, he took some time to simmer down. He made Jim work real hard for the rest of the holidays without pay, even though I paid my half of what he'd said the toys had cost. Oh, the Clitheroe Gazette did him proud. Of course, as we'd hoped he'd do. He took all the credit for Bellamy's generous gesture to the ills. Next year, it'll be my turn again. Ever since that first time, I've rather enjoyed playing the part of Santa Claus. Jim and I, we both take it in turns. Oh, that's him down there now.
giving the kiddies a good time. Well, a Merry Christmas to you all.
In The Reluctant Santa Claus by June Wheeler, you heard John Kingley as Davy, John Simpson as Jim, Roger Service as Dan Hill, Margaret Milner-Smythe as Marion Hill, Jason Diffenthal as Leslie Hill, and Sheila Raymond Jones as Mrs. Bellamy. The play was produced and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Has been Springbok Theatre of the Air. Join us again for more tales of suspense, drama, romance, comedy, and true life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.